the Damon Runyon Theater. Once again, the Damon Runyon Theater brings you another story by the master storyteller, Damon Runyon. And this one, The Touching for a Pal. And to tell it to you, here is Broadway.
Thanks. It is just the other night that I am sitting in Mindy's when who comes in but little Joey. Little Joey is all by himself, which is more than somewhat strange. The reason for the strangeness is because he is pals with Blind Benny. I ask little Joey why he is not with Blind Benny, and he tells me a story that at first I do not believe. But it turns out later that Joey is telling nothing but the truth, and I will tell you the story in a minute.
Now, back to the Damon Runyon Theater and the touching story, For a Pal.
Like I say, I am sitting one night in Mindy's when I look up and see little Joey standing by my table. Now, maybe I better fill you in on the background so you will see just what this story means to little Joey and Blind Benny. Blind Benny is blind, and little Joey is his pal. They go every place together. In fact, there is never a time when anybody sees Benny that little Joey is not leading them around, telling them things, explaining this and that to Benny. And this is for 15 years. Then suddenly, they are not seen around together anymore. This occasion's more than a little wonder. And the story why, as Joey tells me the other night in Mindy's, is as follows.
Sure, Broadway. Lots of people wondered why me and Benny split. But there ain't nobody knows why. There ain't nobody but Benny and me knows what happened one night on the Staten Island Ferry.
On the ferry? What do you mean, Joey?
Well, it didn't start that night exactly, Broadway. No, It started one night when Benny and me were standing on the corner of Broadway and 52nd. I am just about ready to lead Benny across the street when Eddie Jacobs, the ticket agent, comes up to us.
Hiya, Joey. Hello there, Benny.
Who's that? Eddie?
Yeah, Benny. It's Eddie Jacobs.
Oh, hi, Eddie.
Tip top. Say, what are you two guys doing tonight?
Oh, just moseying around. Why?
Tell you what. I got a couple of ducats to a new play that just opened. Thought maybe you two would like to go.
Hey, swell. Ain't it, Joey?
Sure. Matter of fact, we were thinking of a movie.
Yeah, but a play's better. Where is the play, Eddie?
At the Majestic. I don't know how it is, but the fact remains that even I couldn't get rid of all the ducats.
It must be pretty bad.
Maybe. What do you say? You want the ducats?
Oh, sure, sure. We'll go, won't we, Joey?
Well, Benny, I'd rather see a good movie than a bad play.
Oh, come on, Joey, let's go.
Well, okay. Give us the tickets, Eddie.
Sure. Have a good time.
Eddie's a nice guy, huh? How far down front are the seats, Joey?
Third row, right in the middle.
Oh, swell. I can hear good down there. You can tell me what's going on the stage.
Sure. Okay. For you, I'll do it.
You're a real pal, Joey.
Anything for you, Benny. Anything. Okay, we just got time to hit the theater before the curtain goes up.
Okay, let's go.
Here, wait till the light changes, Benny.
Oh.
Red now. Okay, there we go. Easy now. Watch your curve. So.
Yeah, I got it.
Broadway's pretty. Signs are all lit up.
Big one on the Winter Garden?
Like a lot of diamonds in the sky. Here's a doll. Looks like $1,000,000. Hey, careful of the curve now, Benny. That's a boy. So, Broadway, me and Benny went to the play. If I had $1,000,000, I'd give it if we hadn't met Eddie Jacobs that night.
Why? I do not understand. He gives you tickets for a play. Benny wants to go.
The play is what done it. See, it was a very bad play. Benny and me are talking about it so loud that the actors hear us and we get the bums rush out of the place.
You mean you and Benny are tossed out?
Practically on our ears. We're standing in the lobby outside wondering whether we should ask for our money back.
Money back? But those are free ducats you get from Benny.
Uh-huh. But it was such a bad evening, we figured we ought to get something out of it. Then, while we're standing there, she comes up.
She? Who is she?
Miss Mary Marble. Anyway, she comes up to us, and the first thing she says is...
Oh, gentlemen, just a minute. I want to talk to you.
Huh? Hey, Joey, who is this?
I've never seen her before. Excuse us, miss, but we don't know you.
I know you don't, but I heard your remarks in the theater about the play.
And you wish to take exception to them?
Look, miss, we got a right to give honest criticism. That is a terrible play.
Oh, sure it is. And it was terrible acting. Hey, let's go, Joey.
No, wait. You didn't give me a chance to explain.
There was something to explain. Not about that play.
Now, let's go,
Penny. Oh, please. Don't be angry at me.
Oh, we're not. But we will be. We've been tossed out of the show, and we...
Yes, and I left, because I agreed with you.
Huh? You agreed?
I agreed with every single word you said about it, and I think it's a sin and a shame that you should have been treated the way you were.
Hey, you mean that?
I certainly do.
Hey, Benny, you hear that?
Yeah. Miss, we apologize.
Miss, you are a very smart doll.
You sure are.
Thank you.
Look, my name is Joey. They call me Little Joey. This is my friend, Blind Benny.
Blind?
Oh, it's all right, miss. Don't let it worry you. As a matter of fact, tonight I was glad I couldn't see the actors. The play would have been twice as bad.
And that is strictly true, miss. Miss...
Oh, well, my name is Mary. Mary Marble.
Oh, we are pleased to make your acquaintance, Miss Marble.
Likewise.
Well, I'm sorry I burst in on the two of you like I did, but I just had to let off steam.
Yeah, sure, sure. Hey, me and Joey are going for a cup of coffee. Maybe you'd like to come along, huh?
Well,
sure, why not? Come along, Miss Marble.
Well, if you're sure I won't be intruding.
No, nobody intrudes on Joey and me. Right, Joey?
Not a chance. Okay, let's go, huh? There's a coffee place down the street.
Oh, thanks. I'd love it.
Yeah. So would we. So would we.
Well, Joey, so far, this seems not too bad.
Yeah, I know. But I ain't finished yet. You know, it turns out that Miss Marble works in a shop that sells women's stuff.
So?
And this gives her time off in the afternoons. It seems also that she likes to spend her afternoons off with me and Benny.
Oh. Well, what happens then, Joey?
Well, one day the three of us are walking through Central Park. It was a walk me and Benny always liked to take, especially in the spring when the trees are blooming and the animals in the zoo are in the outside cages. You know how I always liked to tell Benny about the stuff he couldn't see. Well, this day we're walking through Central Park, like I said. We come to the cage where the bears are. Miss Marble stops short-like and says...
Oh, look! Cubs! Bear cubs!
Hey, they're pretty cute, ain't they?
Cubs? How many of them are they?
Two, Benny.
Oh, no, three! You missed one, Joey. See him? Behind the rock there.
Oh, sure, I missed one.
Tell me, what they look like?
Well, Benny, they're kind of brown, little...
Oh, they're wonderful,
and...
Benny. Like little animated balls of fur.
Yes.
Look! The smallest one is trying to get into the water.
How's he doing it? What's he doing?
Well, it's kind of funny to watch him, Benny. He's
Oh, he's awkward. His back legs can't keep up with his front. Look, he fell in the water, Benny. He slipped and fell in.
Hey, that must have been funny, huh? You see it, Joey?
Yeah, I saw it.
Go on, Mary. What else is happening?
I can tell you later, Benny. Come on, let's go to the other
cage. Oh, no, wait. The other two cubs are trying to get at the one in the water.
What happened, Mary? What happened?
Well, there are all three of them in now. One fell in right after the other.
You make it so as I can almost see him, Mary. Joey, ain't she swell?
Sure. Sure, she's swell.
Hey, Joey, what's the matter?
Matter? Nothing. Why?
Well, I just thought you looked kind of funny, that's all.
I'm okay. I'm all okay.
Sure he is. Joey's always okay. Huh, Joey?
Yeah.
Well, let's walk around some more, huh? Let's go to the seals. It's about their feeding time.
How about the monkey house? Benny, you always like me to tell you about the monkeys.
No, let's go see the seals. It's about their feeding time.
That's the way it went, Broadway. It ain't long before Mary's doing all the talking and I'm like a third wheel on a bicycle.
I see. Well, look, Joey, if you feel that way about it, why do you not tell this Miss Marple to take a bus far away?
I couldn't, Broadway.
Couldn't? Why not?
Well, it's this way. About a month after the Central Park thing, Benny and me are sitting in our place together. Remember we had a couple of rooms up on 61st?
Sure, I remember. Well, what happens then?
Well, it was just me and him, like it used to be. Miss Marble ain't there, but we got a date to meet her later. Benny is awful quiet. I don't feel like talking, so I'm awful quiet. Finally, Benny says...
Joey?
Yeah, Benny?
I want to ask you something. Something awful important.
Sure, go ahead.
It's about Mary.
Oh? What about her?
She's got a pretty voice, ain't she?
Yeah. Awful pretty. Why?
Well, I was kind of wondering about the rest of her.
So? What are you wondering about?
Well, maybe you could tell me about her, Joey. What she looks like. You know, this is the first time I miss my eyes. What's the matter, Joey?
Nothing. I was just trying to think how to start.
Start with the hair. Joey, what color is it?
Well, it's a kind of honey color.
Yeah?
Like the honey they give you for the hot biscuits in them fried chicken places.
Yeah, I can see that. Go on.
And her eyes. Well, it's kind of hard to tell about them, Benny.
Why?
They ain't always the same color. Sometimes they're kind of blue-like. Then at night, they're kind of like...
Oh, sure. You know, a long time ago when I was a kid, I remember seeing a girl like that. Joey?
What?
She's beautiful, ain't she? Joey?
Yeah, Benny, she is. She's beautiful.
I knew it, Joey. I knew she had to be.
So what if she is? There's 100 dozen dolls like her.
Huh? What do you mean, Joey? There ain't 100 dozen dolls like her. And you know there ain't.
Oh, all right, Benny. All right, there ain't.
Are you sore?
Oh, no, sure not. Why should I be sore?
I kind of thought you were. You know, sometimes I can see things other people can't.
Like what?
Things inside people, Joey.
Okay, there ain't nothing inside me but my stomach. I'm hungry. Let's go get something to eat, huh?
Okay, Joey, we'll go get something to eat.
Joey tells me that much, then he tells me the rest of the story, which is something that nobody would believe, unless it happens to Joey and Benny, which it does, and which I will tell you about in a minute.
Back to the Damon Runyon Theater and the famous story, For a Pal.
Like I say, little Joey is telling me about him and Blind Benny. He gets to the part about him telling Benny what Miss Mary Marble looks like.
So you see, Broadway, I know what's happened. Benny's in love with Mary Marble.
In love? But he does not ever see her.
So? What difference does that make? I gave him a buildup about her and he falls just like that.
Well, what happens next?
This is the part I don't like to tell.
Look, Joey, it seems to me that you are aching for an ear into which to put this story. Mine is a pretty good ear. And here's a lot of things. Things that stop right in the middle of my head without ever going out again.
Okay. I gotta tell somebody. Well, it was about a year ago. Yeah, just about a year. By this time, Benny is all gone about Mary Marble. There ain't nothing I can do about it. Leastways, that's what I thought. Then,
One night, Benny and me are sitting in our place, and I get an idea. Benny must have felt something was up because he turns his head toward me and he says,
Joey, you're awful quiet. Is there something the matter?
No, I was just thinking.
What about?
You know, it's been a long time since I saw my folks over in Staten Island. I thought maybe I ought to run over and peek in on them.
Oh, yeah, sure. It's a good idea. You go ahead.
Well, what about you?
Oh, we're here. Mary's coming by later.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, Benny. She phoned before, said she couldn't make it.
Huh? Oh. Oh, gee, I was counting on her coming over. Maybe the three of us taking a walk or something.
Yeah. But tell you what, Benny. My folks always like to see you. Take a run over to the island with me.
Well, Mary might show up.
Maybe. We'll leave a note for her. Tell her we went to Staten Island and to wait here.
You don't figure on being gone long, huh?
Nah, just peek in, give the folks the nod. That's all. What do you say?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Come on, Joey. I'll go with you.
So, Broadway, we get to the ferry. I got this idea all cooked up in my noggin.
What idea? What are you getting at?
It kind of came to me all at once. Benny being blind and all, it looked easy.
What? Go ahead. What did you do?
Well, Benny and me got on the ferry. It was foggy. So foggy you couldn't see the deck if you was laying on it. Benny must have felt it because he holds tight to my arm and says...
It's pretty bad, ain't it, Joey?
Yeah. Pretty bad.
I can feel a fog on my face. It's cold.
Oh, yeah. Put your coat collar up, Benny.
Yeah. Ain't many people on here, is there?
No. Come on, we'll walk to the back of the ferry.
Don't you want to sit down?
No, I don't want to sit down.
Okay, Joey. Let's go. We must be pretty far back.
Almost. Here.
Huh?
You want a cigarette, Ben?
Yeah. Light one up for me, will you?
Oh, sure. Better let go of my arm first. I got to reach in my pocket.
Sure.
Here, wait a minute. Here, open your mouth. I can hardly see you. There.
Thanks.
Hold it. I'll give you a light.
What was that? You dropped something?
Yeah, my lighter. Stay where you are. I got to find it.
Hey, sure, Joey.
I can't find it.
You're getting farther away from me, Joey.
Oh, it's all right. You can find me by listening to my voice. Oh, okay. I got the lighter. Now, walk this way, Benny. To my voice.
Yeah, stay right where you are. Being in the dark ain't nothing new to me. I'll find you. Joey?
Keep coming, Benny. Keep coming.
Hold out your hand, Joey.
You're almost here. Just a couple more steps.
Benny. It's all right, Joey. It's all right.
No! No, Benny! Keep swimming, Benny! Hey! I'm coming after you, Benny. I'm coming after you. Somebody stop the boat. Stop the boat. Stop the boat. Benny, I'm coming in after you.
So you're going after him, huh, Joey?
Yeah, I did, Broadway. I got to him all right.
Yeah, you get to him. Then what happens?
We get back to our place. I got Benny wrapped in some warm blankets. And I'm just sitting there, watching him. I don't know what he's thinking. I don't know until he says...
You should have jumped in like that, Joey. You might have been drowned.
Forget it.
You saved my life.
I didn't save your life. I wanted to kill you. You hear? I wanted to kill you. I knew you couldn't swim. How do you like that, huh?
Sure. I knew that, Joey.
Why, you're crazy. You didn't know a thing. You walked off the back of that boat like a dumb sheep.
Yeah, I walked off. Right over the place where the chain should have been. The chain that keeps dumb people from walking off. You hear me, Joey? I heard you take that chain off. Nobody else could have heard it, but I can hear things nobody else can hear. I can see things, too, Joey.
You're crazy. You didn't know nothing. You didn't know nothing at all.
Joey, I've been blind for a long time, ever since I was a punk kid about 15.
What's that got to do with it?
I learned how to take care of myself, Joey. You think I'd have walked like that on a boat? You think I'd have took the chance? That's one thing a blind man learns, Joey, when he ain't sure of himself. He stands still and waits till he is.
What you going to do it for then, huh? What you going to do it for then?
Because you wanted it that way?
What do you mean?
I told you. I can see a lot of things nobody else can see. Like Mary.
What's she got to do with it?
You kind of love her, don't you? Don't you, Joey?
No.
I knew it the night you was telling me how beautiful she is. Yeah, I could tell it, Joey. Just as soon as you started to talk, I could feel it in the room. Your voice kind of shook.
I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do what I did tonight. I must have been crazy,
Ben. Oh, you got eyes. That's your only trouble.
Huh?
Look, Mary don't want a blind man, Joey.
Oh, she does.
You take her, Joey. I'll go away.
Sure. After I pull you out of the harbor, you're just going to bow out like that. No.
What are we going to do, Joey? What are we going
to... Benny.
Mary.
Oh, Benny.
Take it easy, Mary. I ain't hurt. I'm all right.
Oh, you could have been drowned.
How'd you find out?
Well, I came here and found your note. I thought I'd go down to the ferry and meet you coming back, and then... And I heard people were talking.
It's okay.
And you, Joey, where were you?
Mary, wait,
Why didn't you watch me, Joey? You let him get away, and he was almost drowned.
Mary, Joey jumped in after me.
Oh, Joey, I'm sorry. They didn't tell me that.
Sit down, Mary.
Well, Look, maybe I've got something to say now, too.
You have, Mary?
Yes, I have. Benny, Joey, how can I say it?
What are you trying to say?
That I love Benny.
Me?
Oh, you'd never say anything to me because you think you have no right.
Well, maybe I am.
Look, do you love me, Benny? Well?
I'm going to answer that for him, Mary. He does.
Joey,
he don't do nothing but talk about you, Mary. Night and day when you ain't with him, he does nothing but yap, yap, yap. Mary this, Mary that, and well, that's it.
Benny, I hope you love me.
I gotta go.
What?
Sure, I was on my way over to the Staten Island to see my folks when it happened. I guess maybe it'd be a good idea if I went over now.
But it's late. Too late.
Yeah, you ain't got any idea how late it really is. Oh, so long. See you later.
Joey, the three of us, we can keep right on, can't we?
Oh, sure. Just like it always was.
That's right, Joey. Just like it always was. So long.
So long, pal.
The story that little Joey tells me the other night in Mindy. And it's quite a story, which I know is true, because I know that blind Benny is now married and living farther uptown. But that is not quite the end of the story. I do not get the end of it from little Joey himself, but rather from another citizen who is none other than Eddie Jacobs, who is the character who gives the ducats to little Joey and blind Benny and starts the whole thing. And if you stick around, I will tell you the end in a minute. As I am saying, the end of the story comes not from little Joey, but from Eddie Jacobs. When Joey finishes the story, he looks at me and says as follows.
I am quite a heel, huh, Broadway?
I do not see it that way, Joey. As it seems to me, you are not a heel. You pull Benny out of the water. Also, you give up this Miss Mary Marvel so that Benny gets her. What makes you a heel?
The fact that I did what I did.
Well, that is not a matter for me to decide one way or the other. It is all ended well. And as they say in the books, what ends that way is not a crying matter. Period.
It makes me feel better about it, Broadway.
Uh-huh. And you are still carrying the torch for this Mary Marvel doll, huh?
I guess so. A guy like me don't have much choice when it comes to dolls. I fell hard. Well, it is late. I must be getting back to the Staten Island. I am in business there with my brother, making caps.
Hey, that is a good business.
Uh-huh. Drop around and see me if you ever get over that way, Broadway.
Sure. If it so happens I need a cap, I will know where to go.
Yeah. Well, see you around, Broadway.
See you around.
Say hello to the boys for me.
Sure.
Hiya, Broadway.
Oh, Eddie. How's the ticket business?
Fine. Mind if I pull up a sandwich and sit down?
Help yourself.
I saw you talking to little Joey. I would have come over sooner, but I didn't want to be seen talking to such a heel.
Huh? A heel? Just how do you figure that, Eddie? You know something, Eddie?
All I know is the dirty trick he plays on Blind Benny.
Dirty trick? You mean little Joey tells you something?
Tells me something? You kidding? You don't have to. Why do you know what he did to Blind Benny?
What does he do?
He palms off the ugliest dame in the world on a guy who was his best pal.
Ugliest dame? You mean this Miss Mary Marble?
Yeah. But I guess Blind Benny does not care. I always say, what you don't know does not hurt you.
Yeah. I guess you are right, Eddie. What you don't know don't hurt you. Or anybody else.
And so ends the famous Damon Runyon story, For a Pal. Listen in again next week for the Damon Runyon Theater. The Damon Runyon Theater with John Brown as Broadway is directed by Richard Sandville and the stories adapted for radio by Russell Hughes. This is a Mayfair production.